You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Hey, this is Lee Baucom. Welcome to the Save the Marriage Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you save and restore your relationship no matter where it is, no matter what's going on. Now, today I'm about to step on a few toes. Today I'm talking about the top 10 myths of divorce. I've been talking about the top 10 myths of marriage, of saving your marriage, of marriage therapy, and now of divorce. And this is where it gets really personal for some people because I'm going to tell you what I really believe, and I'm going to tell you what the stats show, okay? And so the first myth of divorce is that we can be friends after. I hear this a lot of times. People say, you know, we need to get divorced, but after that, we'll stay friends. We can be best friends with each other. Well, you can't. And what people underestimate in the process of divorce is that there is both the legal divorce and there's also the psychological divorce. And in fact, the most successful divorces when there's going to be a divorce is when you manage to do the psychological separation and the legal separation. Now, that doesn't mean you can never get along. You know, a lot of times people have to parent to co-parent together and get through the process. And they have to do that because they owe that to the kids. But to believe that that includes being friends versus being friendly, that's the illusion. When you're saying, I don't want to be married to you, the psychological hurt of that, the destruction that happens in the relationship, rarely allows for there to be a friendship after. Now, you can be friendly and understand the difference. So you see each other in public and you're friendly to each other. But that's different than being friends. And it's certainly different than being best friends. That just doesn't happen very often without some very strange circumstances in place. Can you be friends down the road? Sure, you can be friends, which means you act friendly, but you're not going to be friends the way that we often think about friends. It's just not possible. Now, the second one is a big one, and it's a big bone of contention. Kids are not affected by divorce. That's the myth. Kids are not affected by divorce. There's some research that came out a number of years ago, a couple of decades ago, that showed that kids do fine after divorce. And all of that research has been shown to be flawed, incorrect. The truth is that kids are affected by divorce. Every child in a divorce is affected by the divorce. That doesn't mean they're ruined by the divorce. It doesn't mean they're forever broken by the divorce. There are many people who are very successful in their life coming out of a divorce. And there are many people who are scarred the rest of their lives by the divorce. They are always going to be affected, though, by the divorce. Why is that? Well, no matter what you think about your spouse, no matter how the conflict has been between you and your spouse, you are taking away the safety zone of that child, of what they've always known as safe, of what they've always known as normal. And so sometimes we get to this place where things just don't seem to be working out, and we go, oh, this would be better for the kids. I'm going to divorce. They won't be affected. I promise you that children will be affected. Years ago, when I was running a program, a family resource program, we did some programs for people who are divorcing. And we would have the parents in one program and the kids in another program. And so I would be talking with the parents, and my wife was running the kids program, and we would make breaks and we would talk about what was going on. And to the person, every person who said to me, my kids are handling that just fine, they understand it's not their fault. They understand that, you know, this is, and they would go into long detail about why their kids were doing just fine with the divorce. Every time my wife would tell me about how their child was the one who was blaming themselves and feeling bad and upset and discouraged and depressed. To the person. And so what I realized is the people who are the most confident that their kids will be better off or unaffected by the divorce are the ones who are most likely to be affected by the divorce. There is no research that shows that kids are unaffected by divorce. Will kids come out of divorce? Yeah, many will come out of a divorce. But I can tell you, because I did a lot of premarital counseling, that every child coming out of a divorced family thinks about that when they're getting married. It affects how they go into relationships and what they trust about relationships and how they move through relationships because their family didn't work it out. Okay, which brings us to myth number three, that there is this myth that it will set you free. My divorce will set me free. Here's the problem. We like to externalize our problems. We like to look out there for the problem, and that's not where the problem is located. Dr. Wayne Dyer, who was one of my favorite self-help people, died recently, and he told the story about how, you know, sometimes you might lose something. And so he gave this example. You know, you're in your house, and your house is dark, and you lose your keys. You can't find them. You're looking around. You're feeling around. You can't find your keys because it's pitch black in there. But you notice that outside your house, there's this lamppost, and that lamppost is showing light all over the place. And so you go and you start looking for the keys out there. And a friend comes over and says, "Hey, what's going on?" You say, "Oh, I lost my keys." And so they start looking around with you in the light, and they say, "You know, I can't find them. Are you sure you lost them in here?" And you say, "Oh, no, I didn't lose them out here. I lost them in the house, but it's too dark in the house, so I'm looking out here." The point is that we are often wanting to find the place external to us that is the problem, when the lost place is within us. And so when we decide we'll set ourselves free, we have to take ourselves elsewhere. Research shows that second marriages have less success than first marriages, and third marriages have less success than second marriages. And as you go on down, you have less and less chance because you take yourself into the next relationship. You take yourself with you. And so all the pieces that you point to in a relationship where things were wrong, you don't realize, but you're dragging them along with you. Divorce does not set you free. There has to be another process if you're really going to come out of that. I'm not saying that there aren't people who come out of divorce completely healthy, but it's usually because they've done something else. It wasn't the divorce that freed them. In fact, I would argue that you might be able to find that place of freedom, of growth, of newness within the relationship. Which brings us to the myth number four. It needs to happen. Myth number four is the divorce needs to happen. I believe that there are times when divorce has to happen. There's something that it makes it irreconcilable. But what I believe is that there are these three options that float around. The first option is that you just suck it up and live the way things are. Not a good option. The second one is that you cut bait and run, that you divorce, get away, have nothing to do with this. That doesn't seem to fix things either. Number three. To decide to fix the relationship, to make the marriage something that you would treasure, to stay in it and restore it. Divorces don't always need to happen. In fact, I would say rarely need to happen. Divorces happen often because people aren't willing to go through the process of finding a newness. But that doesn't mean it's not possible. It just means they choose not to go through with it. Which brings us to myth number five. We'll recover quickly. Doesn't seem to be the case. In fact, most research shows that the grief of divorce, that the pains of divorce, extend 3 to 5 years into the future. That the economic pains of a divorce can extend years into the future. That the pains caused to the kids, the circumstances around the kids, how the kids do, extends years into the future. Divorce is not over when the divorce is signed. That's the legal process. The effects of divorce continue on long after people think they are. Because there is a grief process to it, and because there is an economic reality to it, there is a social reality to it, there are changes that people cannot see on this side of a divorce that they underestimate. So recovery, in my mind, usually takes somewhere between 3 and 10 years at best. But I remember how many people I've talked to who have been 20, 25 years post-divorce, and you would think it had happened yesterday because of the pain and hurt that's still there. Divorce does not lead to quick recovery. Number six, we can do it for minimal cost. There are a few people who manage to get divorced for the minimal amount that they are first quoted. But on average, in America, the cost of divorce per person, not per couple, per person is $20,000. So most people think that they give that $3,000 to $5,000 retainer to the attorney and it's over. And that $3,000 to $5,000 retainer ends up being $10,000 to $15,000 to the attorney. And then you have the division of property that takes away a good bit of that. And so all of the corollary pieces, all of the losses, so the immediate cost of the divorce on average is $20,000. That is not the loss of retirement, not the loss of equity in the house, not the loss of time with kids, not the loss of the grief that you bring into your own life, therefore it affects your work and all the other pieces of your life. There is not a minimal cost to divorce. Any cost to divorce is maximal. And I just wonder what would happen if the couple decided to spend $20,000 on restoring their relationship, not on blowing it apart. And that's still half the cost that we're talking about here. There is no minimal cost to a marriage, no matter how you go about it. Number seven is that once started, it can't be stopped. Many people contact me and say, well, I don't know what to do now. You know, the divorce process has already started, so I guess it's inevitable. The divorce process is a legal process. A legal process can be stopped by the claimants at any point in the process, all the way to the point when you sign the documents. I've had people who left my office and went and stopped the process by not signing the documents and withdrawing their case from the courts. It can be done at any time. And this leads to this other thing where number eight, the eighth myth is my divorce attorney says, I need to do this, so I will. So what they're telling me is this divorce attorney who has a vested interest in the process continuing is telling you, you need to do this. And I've heard people say, oh, you go ahead and do the divorce and then y'all can get back together after the fact. And my response is, who's telling you this? The divorce attorney who is going to profit from this? That makes sense because the hours are going to rack up. But you have control over whether you continue or not. Your attorney is hired by you. Your attorney is paid by you. Your attorney works at your discretion when you take back that power. So whatever your attorney says, recognize that they are advising you. If you filed, you don't have to continue. People often say, you know, I got scared, so I filed for divorce. And my response is, do you want a divorce? No, I don't want a divorce. Then don't do it. Withdraw it. And people say, well, you know what? I'm trying to get the attention of my spouse. So I figured if I filed for divorce, that would get my attention of the spouse. And so what I say is, so you want to improve your relationship by telling your spouse you want to end the relationship. That is not the way to do it. That is the way to get through the divorce. And there are many people who end up divorced, not because they wanted to get divorced, but because they wanted to make a point. But they are divorced, having made a point that no longer matters. When you decide to control the process, then you have some choices at every turn on what's going to happen. Okay, so number nine, the ninth myth of divorce is that the next relationship will be different. People have this belief that they're going to leave back this messed up relationship, how it got into a bad place, and they're going to go to the next relationship and it's going to be perfect. And sometimes they've even hunted around. And so many times I've had people come to my office and say, hey, you know, that old relationship, I married the wrong person, but I found this perfect person now. I found my soulmate. You might want to listen to my top 10 myths about marriage to understand this more fully. But they say, I've found my soulmate. It's a perfect person. It's going to be completely different. And my response is, remember, you're comparing the end of this relationship to the beginning of this other relationship. You're comparing where your marriage went to where this new relationship is. Compare the beginning of this with the beginning of your marriage. And almost always I get a very horrified look because both relationships start at the same place. If you have the same database, the same understanding, on the second go-round, it's going to end up where the first one ended up, most likely. So just because you're divorcing doesn't mean the next one is going to work out. Can things be different? Absolutely. If you learn something different, if you learn how to be in a relationship differently, and guess what? That could save the relationship you're in now. So you might be able to have a completely different relationship in the marriage you have now by taking the time to save your relationship. And number 10, the 10th myth of divorce is, it is better for the kids for the parents to divorce if we're not getting along well. Not true. It is better for the kids to have parents who are getting along better and work on their conflict. But the solution is not to be divorced. That tends to unstabilize the kids in ways that are way beyond the conflict in the house. there is this odd place where we say, well, you know what? It'd be better for the kids if we just ended this than for them to see the fighting we're in. To which I say, well, isn't there another option of ending the conflict, of changing the relationship, of watching them or allowing them to see you fix your relationship, for them to see that things can be different in a relationship, to give them a model of how you work through conflict? That's what the kids need. That's what you offer them by not divorcing, but fixing your relationship. Now, you may be at the end of this going, I don't know what to do. You know, now you've confused me. Now I don't know what to do because I thought I was going to get this divorce, but now you're telling me it's not the best thing for me or the kids. What do I do? Save your relationship. Save your marriage. Transform your marriage. Transform it into something that you would treasure for the rest of your life. How do you do that? Let me give you a starting point. SaveTheMarriage.com. That's my Save the Marriage system that will give you an understanding of what needs to happen in a relationship to get to a different place. It'll give you a way of understanding how to get to where you really want to get to. I don't know of anyone who really wants to be divorced. Sometimes they see that as something that's got to happen, which I don't believe, but it's not something that people start out with. Very few people start their marriage out with, you know what, I'm going to give this 10 years and I think after that I'm just going to get a divorce. Everybody wants a marriage that lasts a lifetime. Your kids want your marriage to last a lifetime. You can begin that process of building a marriage that lasts a lifetime. SaveTheMarriage.com. If you need help with that, SaveTheMarriage.com/virtual coaching will put you into my virtual coaching program. If you need more coaching than that, SaveTheMarriage.com/coaching will tell you all about how to get one-on-one coaching so you can transform your marriage, and I promise you, it won't cost you $20,000 to do it. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.